High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. As Chanel Farmer dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A 3-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Spring Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. The boys C1-9 sub-district basketball tournament tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Second ball game will pit the Adams Central Patriots up against the Stars out of Kearney Catholic. I'm Mike Will and call the play-by-play for you tonight. Welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Adams Central coming in a record of 15 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Kearney Catholic Stars, they come in with a mark of 17-5. This is a rematch of a game played just last week when Adams Central was able to beat Kearney Catholic by the score of 58-51. The Kearney Catholic Stars, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They're now averaging right at 60 points per ball game. They're giving up 45.7 on the defensive end. It's a team that relies on their three-point shooting. The three-point shot was not there a week ago against Adams Central. Needless to say, they shot 25% from three-point territory, and they dropped that 58-51 decision. Kearney Catholic hits 41% of their field goal tries, 33% from three-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. Adams Central coming in, a team that's averaging 56 points per ball game on offense. They hit 41% of their field goal tries, 32% from three-point territory, and 57% from the free throw line. Winner of this ball game will move on to play the Minden Whippets in the district or the sub-district championship ball game on Thursday night. Minden just got done taking care of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, beating the Blue Hawks by the score of 58-46. So come back and take a closer look at these two teams, the Adams Central Patriots and the Kearney Catholic Stars. When we continue, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex getting set for the tip-off of our second game here tonight on the Breeze. Kearney Catholic again 17-5 in the season. Now, the Stars were in the hunt for a possible wild card berth in the event they get tripped up here during the sub-districts or the district championship ball game. But the loss to Adams Central last week actually pushed Kearney Catholic back to 8th in the wild card standings. Boys Town right now has the best average as far as the power points are concerned in Class C1. Minden is in second place, followed by Milford, Wahoo, and Hershey. Kearney Catholic is down at the number 8 spot. Adams Central is in the number 12 spot. So it appears that Kearney Catholic or Adams Central would have to win the district championship for the right to move on to the state championship in Lincoln coming up the second weekend of March down in Lincoln. So Kearney Catholic and Adams Central going for all the marbles here tonight in the semifinals here tonight. Kearney Catholic has lost 5 games so far this season. They dropped a game to Ravenna in double overtime earlier this year by a score of 69-65. Their other losses have been to North Platte St. Pat's. That was in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Basketball Tournament, losing by a score of 58-56. Kearney Catholic also losing to Class B McCook at the last part of January by a score of 54-48. Lost another one to Ravenna during the Luplat Conference Tournament in the championship ball game by a score of 58-36. And then they dropped one to Adams Central a week or so ago back at the Patriot Gym by a score of 58-51. Adams Central coming in, a mark of 15 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Patriots lost to Aurora in the second ball game of the season, 43-34. They also lost to Minden during the Minden Holiday Tournament in the opening round by 15 points at 51-36. They lost to Hastings High 62-42, then dropped back-to-back games. In fact, they lost 3 games in a row at the latter part of the season, losing to Gibbon in the first round of the Luplan Conference Tournament, 49-45. They lost to St. Cecilia 54-35, and they dropped one to Ravenna 85-63 before coming back and picking up 2 wins right at the end of the season, winning over Pierce during the Heartland Hoops Classic 40-27 at a Kearney Catholic last week by the score of 58-51. The Patriots are being led so far by Brady Barrett. Barrett is averaging 16.3 points per ball game for head coach Zach Foster and the Patriots. Barrett is a 6'2" and senior. And he's the only guy right now in double figures for Adams Central as this ball game gets started here tonight. The leading scorer for the Kearney Catholic Stars is Keenan Fitzgerald. He is averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Fitzgerald is a 5'8" and senior. Close to double figures at 9.6 is Brian Hoosman. Hoosman is a 6-foot junior, averaging 9.6 and 3.8 rebounds per game. But it was Tyson Culling and Connor Strait who did the scoring against the Adams Central Patriots last week. Each of those guys scored 10 points in the basketball game. So we're sneaking up on game time here tonight. Again, the winner will take on the Minden Whippets in the sub-district championship ball game on Thursday night. Minden in the first ball game tonight beating Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 58-46. That game was tied up at 14 points apiece at halftime. Minden led 25-23 at halftime. Minden led 38-32 after three quarters, and then they outscored St. Cecilia 20-14 in the fourth quarter to expand their lead. They won it by the score of 58-46. Three guys in double figures for Minden in that first ball game. Christian Swinka had 17 points. Derek Kissinger had 15, and Carson Bloom had 14 points. Only one man in double figures for Hastings St. Cecilia in that first contest. It was Cesar Tino scoring 13 points. So St. Cecilia ends the season with a mark of 15 wins and 9 losses under head coach Kevin Asher. The Minden Whippets win their 11th ball game in the row. They're now 20-1, and the Whippets are sitting in good shape to appearing in the Boys State High School basketball tournament coming up the second weekend of March down in Lincoln, sitting in the finals of the sub-district tournament here for Thursday night, and also sitting at number 2 in the wild card points in Class C1. So we're set to go. We're going to find out the opposition from Minden coming up here in a couple of hours as Kearney Catholic and Adams Central get set to do battle for the second time in 7 days as they meet here in the sub-district basketball tournament. Hastings College will take a timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Another story from the Kearney Catholic D2 8th Sub-District Tournament being played here tonight. After the first quarter of play, it is Pleasanton out on top of Bertrand tonight. 17-16 is the score at the end of the first quarter. Pleasanton 17, Bertrand 16 after the first quarter. That's in the D2 8th Sub-District at Kearney Catholic. In the first game there, Loomis beat Axtell by the score of 45-29. Starting lineups tonight for Kearney Catholic, they will go with Brian Hoosman, a 6-foot junior. Hoosman on the season is averaging 9.6 points per ball game and 3.8 rebounds per game. Keenan Fitzgerald is a 5'8" senior. Fitzgerald is averaging 10.8 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Alex Lease is a 6'1" junior. averaging 9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Tyson Culling, a 5'8" senior. Culling averaging 5.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. David Squires is a 6'2" junior. Squires is averaging 8.7 points and 4.5 rebounds per ball game. Adams Central goes with Jake Fowler, a 5'11" junior, averaging 5.7 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Brady Barrett is a 6'2" senior, averaging 16 points and 4 rebounds per game. Blake Overmiller is a 6'2" junior, Overmiller averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per game. Jesse Ackerman is 6'3" junior, Ackerman averaging 4 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. And Christian Hansen is 6'6" senior, Hansen averaging 7.8 points and 6.4 rebounds per ball game. Adams Central, dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the red. We'll shoot to our basket to our left here in the first half of play. Bonnie Catholic, the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing their road uniforms tonight. They'll be in green, trimmed and lettered in the gold. So Adams Central and Bonnie Catholic doing battle here tonight in the C19 sub-district basketball tournament, and the Patriots control the opening tip. 58-51, the last time these two teams played. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze. Adams Central with the opening possession. Barrett has got the ball. Comes out here to Fowler. Fowler now to Blake Overmiller. Kearney Catholic starts off with a man-to-man defense here in this first quarter of play. Ackerman has got it here. Left side of the lane. Gives it away now to Fowler. Jake Fowler dribbling with the ball. He takes it inside the free throw circle. Goes over on the right side to Overmiller. Overmiller brings it back out to Fowler on the wing on the right side. Long pass goes inside to Hodson. He grabs the ball in a traveling violation. Christian Hodson trying to back up toward the goal with his whistle for the traveling violation. First turnover on the Patriots here in the first quarter of play. Adams Central averages 14 turnovers per ballgame. Bonnie Catholic, they forced 12 on the opposite end of their defensive scheme. Just underway here in the second ballgame here tonight. Minden winning the first ballgame over St. Cecilia. There's Connie Catholic with the ball out here in three-point territory. Adams Central starts off with a man-to-man defense. There's a Culling with the ball. Comes over here on the wing to Lease. He throws up a three-pointer. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Adams Central. That's a Jake Fowler with the ball. That three-pointer by Lease won't be the last one. Connie Catholic has to throw up the three. Here's Overmiller. Inside his shot is up there from point-blank range. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to David Squires. Squires gets the ball away to Keenan Fitzgerald as he drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. Keegan Fitzgerald gets the field goal there for Kearney Catholic as he drives the ball to the hole. And the Stars are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ballgame. Adams Central comes back. There's a long-range jumper by Barrett from three that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Lease. He has the ball swatted out of his hands, and Kearney Catholic will play things in here in backcourt. Just underway. We're in the first quarter here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 6:35 to play. It's Kearney Catholic out on top of Adams Central by a score of 2-0. Lease has got the ball as he brings it into the offensive zone here against Overmiller. He gets it into the hands of Fitzgerald. Hesitates, drives it down to the right side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Fitzgerald with a couple of field goals here for Kearney Catholic. He's averaging 10.8 points per ball game. He gets a couple of driving field goals here to start off this ball game. 4-0 is the score. The Stars have the lead. Hastings Adams Central with the ball. This is to be tipped away on the right sideline, and now a foul is going to be called. Fowler is going after it, and a foul here is going to go on Tyson Culling of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be his first. So Tyson picks up his first personal foul. That's the first team foul on the Stars. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Adam Hunt. And coming out will be Jesse Ackerman. So Hunt is 6'3" and senior, comes into the ball game. He's averaging 6.7 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Adams Central inbounds the ball off of the far sideline. The Patriots are trailing by the score of 4-0. There's a Jake Fowler, brings the ball into the offensive zone now. Works out on top against Culling. Gets away, dribbles into the lane. This is Overmiller driving into the hole. Now we got a jump ball called. Overmiller is tied up in the play, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Stars. Adams Central turns it away for the second time here in the first quarter, and Kearney Catholic comes back with the ball. 4-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead here. Keegan Fitzgerald will bring the ball up now. Left-handed dribble for the Stars. Walks it into the offensive zone. Out there defensively, Jake Fowler. He comes across the top to Elise over here. Free throw line extended right side. Alex Lease dribbling of the ball, comes out here in the three-point territory. That's Fitzgerald. He drives it there against Fowler. Now retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Wings it down in the baseline, driving for the goal. It's Huseman. His shot is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to EC. That's a Brady Barrett with the ball. Gets it to the near sideline to Overmiller. Overmiller takes it in the lane. Here's a jumper up there. No good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's saved there by Kearney Catholic's Keegan Fitzgerald. Right into the hands of Lease coming back the other way. Lease drives it down the right side of the lane, spins, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Brady Barrett. Yard runs her back the other way to the near sideline. It's Overmiller with the ball down in the corner to Hunt. Now to Overmiller. Free throw line extended left side. Overmiller dribbling the ball comes out here to Barrett. On the deep wing on the right side, the Patriots still have not scored. They're 3 minutes into the ball game. 4-0, the Stars have the lead. Here's Adams Central with the ball. Blake Overmiller on the wing on the left side. Overmiller out here in 3-point territory. He gets it away now to Adam Hunt on the deep wing on the right side. Down in the corner, that's a Fowler with the ball. Lobs it inside to Barrett with his back to the basket. Turnaround jumper from the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Lease. Lease has got the ball now for Connie Catholic. Runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Flips it away now to Huseman. Huseman comes out on top. That's going to be David Squires. Squires, he can pop the 3-2. Down the right sideline, or down the right side of the lane is going to be Fitzgerald. Kicks it back out to Lease. Now to Huseman on the left side. Dribble penetration to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Carney Catholic has scored 3 field goals, all on driving layups. That is 6 points now for the Stars. And now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Carney Catholic getting deep into the Adams Central defense here early in the ballgame. 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Carney Catholic 6, Adams Central nothing.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze and also online at KLIQFM.com. On your smartphones at m.kliqfm.com. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, on the campus of Hastings College tonight. 6-0 is the score. The Stars are out on top of the Patriots. There's a backdoor cut to get the ball down low to Overmiller. He blows the easy shot. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Overmiller. He gets it out here to Adam Hunt. Comes across the top to Fowler. Entry pass to get it inside to Brown and a foul called. Matt Brown is into the ball game now for Adams Central. And a personal foul is going to be called on David Squires of Kearney Catholic. Squires picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 in the Stars. AC plays things in. Fowler here on the near sideline. Dribbling on the ball. Jake brings it out here in the 3-point territory. Picked up by Brent James. Who's into the ball game now for the Stars. Out on top, this is going to be Blake Overmiller. As Kearney Catholic stays with the man-to-man, there's a traveling violation. Overmiller trying to drive the ball to the goal. He's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 3 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball game. And now the Stars will play things in here on the near sideline. So we're down to 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Patriots still with no points on the scoreboard. There's a Connor Strike with the ball. Strike bounce pass goes over there on the wing, and a traveling violation is called. That's Matt Moore, who just checked into the ball game for head coach Don Lease. He tried to angle it in from the left wing over there toward the goal, and he's called for the traveling violation. That's the first turnover on the Stars in the ball game. Adams Central's got 3. The Stars have a 6-0 lead over the Patriots. AC still looking for their first points of the ball game. We're down to 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jake Fowler has got the ball. There's a pass down on the baseline to Barrett. Collision and a foul is going to be called. Barrett got the shot to go down through the hole, but it won't count here. A foul is going to go on the Stars. It's going to go on Connor Strike. That's going to be his first, team foul number 2 on Kearney Catholic here in this first quarter of play. The basket does not count. Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole here. 3:20 to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Stars. Here's a inbounds pass to get it in to Overmiller, and the shot is up and in. Blake Overmiller scores. It's now a 6-2 ball game, and it took all the way down to the 3:15 mark before Adams Central got some points on the scoreboard, and now Overmiller is called for a foul here in backcourt. So Blake got the field goal, and now he commits the personal foul in defense here in backcourt. Overmiller is going to check out. Here comes Jesse Ackerman back into the ball game now for Adams Central. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. The Stars out on top of Adams Central here in the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. There's another traveling violation. This one on Brent James. James was facing a double team on the far sideline, got away, but a traveling violation is called on James. That's going to be the second turnover on Kearney Catholic here in the ball game, and now the Patriots can slice into the lead right here. 3:05 to play in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. The Stars out on top. Adams Central back with the ball. Jake Fowler into the offensive zone. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's Adam Hunt. Out on top to Ackerman. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound Ackerman. Follow shot up and in. Jesse Ackerman gets the field goal, and it's now a 6-4 ball game. The Patriots are back within two. Now Adams Central applying some pressure here in backcourt. Alex Lease will bring it up down the right sideline. Cross-court pass goes to David Squires. Squires dribbles with the ball to the top of the key. Alex Lease has got it now. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner with the ball. There is a Fitzgerald. Comes across the lane to Moore. Now down in the corner to Squires. Shot for three. Good. David Squires knocks down a three ball from deep in the left corner. And the Stars go out on top by a score of 9-4. Jake Fowler, his shot off of the left side of the lane is going to be no good, but a traveling violation is called on Jake. That's four turnovers on Adams Central. Kearney Catholic has got two in the first quarter. We're down to 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Kearney Catholic has opened up a 9-4 lead over Adams Central tonight. Alex Lease has got the ball now for the Stars. Brings it into the offensive zone to Tyson Culling. He flips it away on the left side of the lane to Connor Strike. Drives for the basket. His shot is up and in. Boy, Kearney Catholic getting some high percentage shots right in front of the hole there. Connor Strike gets his first field goal. It's now an 11-4 ball game. The Stars with a lead. And now it's going to be lost out of bounds here on the far sideline down in the corner. They're going to give the ball to Adams Central as the ball was knocked out of bounds there by the Stars. Both teams playing with a little bit more intensity than we saw during the regular season finale last week. A lot more riding on the line here in this one tonight. The sub-district semifinals here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here comes David Squires out of the ball game now. Brian Hoosman coming back in there for Don Lease and the Stars. 11-4. Kearney Catholic with a lead over Adams Central here tonight. Jake Fowler has got the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Fowler dribbling with the ball, takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass is going to be over the head of Over Miller out of bounds. The fifth turnover on Adams Central here in the first quarter. Patriots are down by 7 points, down to a minute and 52 seconds to play here in the first. 11-4, Stars have the lead. There's Alex Lease with the ball, comes here to the near sideline at Connor Stride, who scored 10 points in the ball game against the Patriots last week. He drives the ball toward the goal, dishes off, a shot is up and in. Alex Lease scores on the assist from Connor Stride. And it's now a 13-4 ball game. Boy, the Patriots can't hold the Stars out of the lane. They're getting some easy shots here in this first quarter of play. 13-4, a 9-point lead for the Stars. There's Hunt. He's going to be called for the push. Nope. Adam Hunt looked like he was hit with a traveling violation here, but we've got a push from behind. That's going to go on Connie Catholic. They're going Connor Streit. That's going to be his second personal foul. And now we got a timeout here from Zach Foster. He's got to figure out something defensively here. Well, the Patriots, a minute and 25 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Kearney Catholic 13, Adams Central 4.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The D2-8 sub-district tournament at Kearney Catholic tonight. Bertrand is leading Pleasanton by a score of 25-23. That game is at halftime. Adams Central inbounding the ball, and he threw the ball out of bounds off of the inbound. Brady Barrett trying to take it to the near sideline and threw it right on by Blake Overmiller into the Stars bench. That is six turnovers on Adams Central here in the first quarter. 13-4 is the score. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Deep in the corner is Fitzgerald. Keegan Fitzgerald dribbling on the ball. Comes out here to Alex Lease. Now to Fitzgerald on the wing. Throws up a three ball. It's up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Jake Fowler has got the ball for Adams Central. Winds his way back up the floor. Nice pass over Miller. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Blake Overmiller with a couple of field goals. The assist there to Jake Fowler. 13-6 is the score. The Patriots now trailing by 7. Kearney Catholic back with the ball. Here's Fitzgerald. Dribble penetration in the lane. The ball's going to be tapped away. Picked up by Overmiller. He then loses the ball. It's picked up here by Alex Lease. Out here near the 10-second line. Goes to the free throw line. Jump pass back out on top to Fitzgerald. Entry pass inside. Turnaround jumper good. Brian Hoosman scoring there for Kearney Catholic. He's got 4 points. 15-6 the Stars. Back out to a 9-point lead. Fowler with the ball. Two-handed pass goes inside. The ball tipped away by Brian Hoosman, and a foul is going to be called. Hoosman tips the ball away from Barrett right in the lane there, and a foul is going to go on the Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on Hoosman. It's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Stars. Adams Central has got just one team foul here in the first quarter. Adams Central plays things in off of the far sideline. Adam Hunt gets it in now to a Blake Overmiller. Overmiller dribbling with the ball against Lease. Takes it to the top of the key. Backs her on out. Still on the move. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Gets it to a Jake Fowler, who reverses the ball. Gets it to Adam Hunt inside the free throw circle. Back out to Fowler. We're down to 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and the Patriots will go for the final shot here. They're trailing by the score of 15-6. Jake Fowler just dribbling on the ball. Now he's on the move. Fowler one-on-one out top. Bounce pass goes inside to Ackerman. His little hook shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Fowler shot's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. So good job by the Kearney Catholic Stars on defense in that final possession. Ackerman had a couple of shots right in front of the hole that would not go, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. After one here in the C19 sub-district basketball tournament, it is Kearney Catholic 15, Adams Central 6.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, Mike Cole back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College. Kearney Catholic with a lead over Adams Central, 15-6. As we start the second quarter of play, Patriots have the ball. Here's Ackerman, top of the key, three-pointer put up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to David Squires of Kearney Catholic. The ball tipped out of his hands, it's loose. It's picked up by Barrett. His shot for Adams Central is good. Kearney Catholic turns the ball away here in the backcourt, third turnover on the Stars. Brady Barrett gets the field goal. Driving back the other way. Here's Squires down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson. Christian Hodson with the ball for Adams Central. It's now a 15-8 ball game. Patriots trailing by seven. Ackerman with the ball down here on the left baseline. Ackerman puts it on the floor, dribbles into the lane. His little hook shot puts up there and in. Jesse Ackerman scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are back within 10, actually within 5 points at 15-10. Here comes Kearney Catholic back with the ball. Squires has got it outside. A long three put up there and in. Alex Lease hits a three-pointer. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Stars go back out on top. Final score of 18-10. Kearney Catholic hit just 25% of their three-pointers in the ball game a week ago against Adams Central and dropped a 58-51 decision to the Patriots. There's a long-range jumper by Barrett from the corner. It's going to be no good. The ball is going to be tapped out of bounds here. It's off of the fingertips of Huseman. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Here comes Hunt back into the ball game. Ackerman will check out. Blake Holtmeyer comes into the ball game as well for the Stars, replacing Brian Huseman. Adams Central will inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into Christian Hodson out here on the wing. Now to Fowler, comes across the top to Overmiller. Overmiller holds it against Lease to the far sideline. Now to Barrett, puts it on the floor. Gives it down to Hunt, top of the circle. Swings it over here on the left side. That's going to be Overmiller. Dribbles to the top of the key and hands it away to Fowler. Looking for penetration. Takes it to the left side of the lane. A shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Ball is picked up by Tyson Colling in the lane. 18-10. The Stars have the lead. They get the ball ahead to Fitzgerald. His long pass out on top is deflected and is going to be picked off here by Barrett. Fourth turnover for Kearney Catholic. Long pass out of four to Overmiller. Shot no good, but he's fouled in a play. Overmiller will go to the free throw line. He is fouled in a play here. It's going to go on David Squires. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Stars. This will be a shooting situation as Overmiller was hacked to the arm. And the act of shooting here will go to the free throw line for two. 65% foul shooter in the season. Overmiller has got 4 points in the ball game. Scored 9 last week against the Stars. Overmiller's shot is up there. It's good. They'll get one more. End of the ball game now is going to be Brian Huseman for Kearney Catholic. Also coming in will be Brent James. 18-11. Stars have a 7-point lead. The winner will get Minden in the sub-district final coming up on Thursday night. The ball game begins at 7 here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 6:45 for the pregame show here on the Breeze. Second shot is up there. Is no good by Overmiller. Now we got a foul on the rebound. Christian Hodson picks up the personal foul and the rebound for Adams Central. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Patriots. So here comes Kearney Catholic back, and it looks like the Patriots are going to go to a 1-2-2 zone defense. A 1-2-2 zone with Hunt out there midway between the top of the key and the 10-second line. They extend this baby out. Here's a Brent James. Comes out to Alex Lease again. Lease in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Brian Huseman. Huseman brings it over to Coing. Entry pass to get it inside. Now they kick it back out to Lease for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Alex Lease throws up a three from the right side this time. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And it's now a 21-11 ball game. A 10-point lead for the Stars. Entry pass to get it inside here. Kicks it back out. A three-pointer by Adam Hunt. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. They got it inside to Matt Brown. They kick it out to Hunt. Now we got another foul called on Christian Hodson. So back-to-back fouls there on the Christian Hodson. He's going to come out. Here comes Ackerman back into the ballgame. So the big 6'6" senior for the Patriots, Christian Hodson, is now on the bench with a couple of personal fouls. That's 21-11. Adams Central has fallen behind by 10 points here early in the basketball game. There's Alex Lease win the second quarter, 5:25 to play. James has got it now for the Stars. Out here to Huseman. Over on the wing on the left side to Holtmeyer. Top of the key again to Lease. Bounce pass goes inside to Huseman. Over here on the right side, a three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Tyson Kohling, and a foul is going to be called. Tyson Kohling will go to the free throw line as he's fouled into play here by Barrett of Adams Central. The first foul on Brady Barrett. And going to the free throw line will be Tyson Kohling. Tyson Kohling to the free throw line. He's a 73% foul shooter for the Stars. He puts it up there. The shot is off of the mark. No good. They'll get one more. Tyson Kohling had 10 points in the ball game against Adams Central the first time. 21-11. The Stars have a 10-point lead. Next shot is up there. It is good. Kohling will have one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting out here in three-point territory. End of the ball game now for Adams Central will be Blake Overmiller. Coming out will be Fowler. 22-11. The Stars have the lead. Tyson Kohling will have one more here for Kearney Catholic. Toes the mark. Shot is up there. And the shot is good. So he hits two out of three from the line. And the Kearney Catholic lead is up to a dozen now. 23-11. Here comes Keegan Fitzgerald back into the ballgame now for the Stars. And now Kearney Catholic will apply some pressure. There's a long baseball pass down the floor. They get it to Barrett. He drives toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling a play. The Kearney Catholic is pressuring here in backcourt. It is still a long baseball pass down the near sideline to Barrett down in the corner who drove toward the hoop. He is fouled in the play here. It goes on Brian Huseman. That's going to be his second personal foul. To the free throw line, Barrett for Adams Central, and his shot good. Ray Barrett now with 3 points in the ball game. He's a 75% foul shooter on the season. Barrett led the Patriots in scoring the last time we played these guys at 13 points. Second shot is up there. It is good. Barrett with 2 points from the free throw line. He's got four for the ball game. And the Patriots are now down by 10 points at 23-13 with 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Huseman with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Jump pass to the far sideline. Fitzgerald for three. Shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Adams Central. Hunt has got it. Gets it away to Overmiller. Overmiller brings it to the near sideline. As they get it to Hunt, now to Overmiller, drops it down low. His shot is up there, no good from Brown, and he's fouled in the play. So the Patriots driving the ball into the hole. Matt Brown now goes to the free throw line here for AC as he is hacked on the arm. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Blake Holtmeyer. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Stars. So going to the free throw line will be Matt Brown for AC, a 41% foul shooter in the season. Brown dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot rims off, no good. He'll get one more. Adams Central is a team hitting 57% from the free throw line, 41% from the field, and 32% from three-point territory. 23-13, the Stars have a 10-point lead. Matt Brown will have one more. Throws it up there, the shot good. It's one out of two from the line. Here comes Jake Fowler back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Matt Brown. 23-14, 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic comes back the other way, shooting to our basket to our right here. Here in this first half of play, Lease has got the ball. Lease now to Moore. Out in the three-point territory, Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald hands it away to Lease. 4-3, his shot is up there, he buries it. Alex Lease Now with 11 points in the ball game here in the first half, and the Stars have opened up a 26-14 lead over Adams Central. Here's Fowler. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by Holtmeyer as he brings it back the other way to Lease. Hustles into the forecourt. Lease takes it to the far sideline to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald now to Huseman. Comes across the top to Matt Moore. Picked up there by Fowler of Adams Central. Moore gives it away. Huseman for three. Shot is up there. No good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Ackerman. Ackerman for Adams Central gets it away to Hunt. Hunt dribbles back the other way and a reaching in foul trying to poke the ball away is Brian Huseman. He gets hit with a personal foul. So Huseman gets hit with his third personal foul here in this first half of play. So Brian Huseman now with three fouls. He's going to have to come out. Checking in the ball game is going to be Connor Streit. Adams Central is going to have some free throws here. That is the ninth team foul, I guess, officially on the Stars. Going to the free throw line will be Hunt. Hunt just a 44% foul shooter on the season. 26-14, the Stars have the lead. Adam Hunt to the line. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. 26-15. Connie Catholic got into a 15-6 first quarter lead over the Patriots as they took the ball right to the goal. Took it right to the Patriot defense in that first quarter. And we're very successful at doing that. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Adam Hunt. His first 2 points in the ball game, and the Patriots again trail by 10 points. It is 26-16. Adams Central back to a man-to-man defense here. They flash a little zone to give the Stars a different look. Here's Lease. He puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Bound up with a rebound. It's loose. It's picked up here by the Stars on the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Ackerman of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. A non-shooting situation. Connie Catholic plays it in from in front of the Patriot bench here on the near side. Connor Streit will get things in to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer out to Fitzgerald. He drives the ball against Hunt down in the corner. Here's a three by Streit. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's taken down here by Adams Central. Running back the other way is Overmiller. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Connor Streit back the other way. The eighth turnover on Adams Central. Streit now to Holtmeyer driving inside. Kicks it back out down in the corner. That's Fitzgerald with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. A pass out on top is going to be deflected. Fitzgerald picks it back up. Double team, triple team. Goes over here to Streit. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass to Moore. Moore back to Streit. Drives the baseline toward the goal. Gets it down to Lease inside. His shot no good. Rebounded inside by Holtmeyer. The foul is called. Boy, the Stars attacking the hole here tonight. A personal foul is going to be called here on Jesse Ackerman. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 6 in the Patriots. And going to the free throw line for Kearney Catholic is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, a 49% foul shooter in the season. He is 26 out of 53, averaging 4.9 points per ball game, 3 rebounds per game. First free throw is up there tonight. It's up. No good. Holtmeyer will have one more. End of the ball game now for Adams Central. Matt Brown going out will be Ackerman. 26-16. Adams Central is down by 10 points. End of the ball game now is going to be Tyson Culling. Culling will come in for Connor Streit. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. The Stars scored the first 6 points of the ball game, and they have not trailed in this one. Kearney Catholic now with a 10-point lead, 26-16. Next shot is up there. It is good by Holtmeyer. That's his first point of the ball game, and the Stars now lead by 11 points at 27-16. There's a Jake Fowler with the ball. Fowler. Diagonal pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. He had it on the left wing and a diagonal pass down to the right baseline. He threw it over the head of Blake Overmiller out of bounds. That's 9 turnovers at Adams Central here in the ballgame. The Patriots only averaged 14 in the season. 27-16. The Stars have an 11-point lead, 2:40 to play here in the second quarter. It's Fitzgerald left alone. His shot from 15 is up there. That's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound loose again underneath the hole. Matt Moore comes down with it. Matt Moore comes out on top to Fitzgerald, takes it to the free throw line, and then backs her on out. Kearney Catholic has got the ball, another chance here at the hole. Culling has got it. Now to Matt Moore on the wing on the left side, brings it out to the top of the key. That's Culling with the ball. Tyson Culling gets it to Isaac Richter, who's into the ball game now. Richter gets it away to Fitzgerald. Behind a Richter screen, throws up a 17-footer and misses the shot. Rebound loose again on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Patriot ball. Adam Central playing things in now. Here in backboard, here comes Ryan Bruna into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Matt Brown. 27-16. Kearney Catholic with an 11-point lead. over Adams Central tonight. Patriots come back with the ball as Ryan Bruna gives it away to Brady Barrett as he brings it in the offensive zone here. Brady Barrett comes over here on the wing down to Hunt. His long-range three put up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Hotson goes back up on the baseline. His shot, no good. Tip try by Hunt is good. Adam Hunt gets the tip on the weak side there for the Patriots. It's now 27-18. Connie Catholic with a 9-point lead over Adams Central with a minute and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Stars have the ball back in their offensive zone. Fitzgerald, 4-3. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Holtmeyer has it. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Stars. So Connie Catholic will play things in here on the near sideline with a minute and 31 seconds to play. In the first half, it's 27-18. Into the ball game now for Connie Catholic is going to be Lease. Also checking in is going to be Connor Strait. Going out will be Holtmeyer, and also checking out will be Isaac Richter. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Blake Overmiller, and going out will be Hodson. A minute and 31 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 27-18. Connie Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central. Inbounds pass, they get it to Lease. Lease out here in three-point territory, looks at the clock. Lease dribbles with the ball here on the near sideline, and now a five-second violation. Nope, a timeout's going to be called. A timeout is going to be called here by head coach Don Lease as the Stars not working very well offensively there on that possession. So Don Lease pops up off the bench before they get the five-second count and calls the timeout. Stars will talk things over, a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Connie Catholic 27, Adams Central 18.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Fowler Arena, 27-18. Connie Catholic has got the lead over the Patriots. The winner gets Minden on Thursday night in the sub-district final. Here's Elise with the ball. Post up left side of the lane. Now he dribbles out here into three-point territory. Comes across the top of the pass. Fitzgerald has got it. Keegan Fitzgerald picked up by Adams Central defensively. That's Matt Brown out there. Left side of the lane to Connor Strite. Dribble penetration toward the goal. He dumps it away to Moore underneath the hole. A shot no good. And the ball is brought out of there by Adams Central. There's a Jake Fowler with it now for the Patriots. Fowler gets into the offensive zone. Overmiller has got it here on the near sideline out to Jake. Jake holds the ball 35 feet away from the basket. Connie Catholic in the man-to-man defense. Fowler gets away, dribbles into the lane. He loses his footing there. He goes down, and a foul is going to be called. Jake Fowler falls down in the lane, and he is fouled into play here by the Stars. 38 seconds to play. Connor Strike picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Now Jake Fowler goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central. He has not scored so far tonight. He's a 55% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. The shot in and out. No good. They'll get one more. Here comes Barrett back into the ball game now for AC. And going out is going to be Brown. 38.3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 27-18. Connie Catholic with the lead over the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. Jake Fowler will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. So it's one out of two from the free throw line. 27-19 is the score. And now let's see if the Stars elect to play for the final shot right here. Alex Lease will bring the ball up. Gets it into the offensive zone with 30 seconds to go. Comes over here to Fitzgerald. Keegan Fitzgerald, entry pass to get it inside to Lease. Lease kicks it back out to Fitzgerald out here between the rings. Fitzgerald driving the ball against Fowler. Moves it on the dribble to the left side. Still dribbling as Fitzgerald as he comes out here to the top of the key now. Dribbling the ball out there is Tyson Colling to David Squires. Cross-court pass deflected, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Ryan Bruna of Adams Central. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Patriots. So now it'll be Connie Catholic shooting a 1-1 here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Holtmeyer for Connie Catholic. Bruna checks out Coming back into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Matt Brown. So Holtmeyer will go to the free throw line here for Connie Catholic. Checking in will be Matt Moore. Checking out will be David Squires. A late substitution there for the Stars. 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 27-19. Connie Catholic has got the lead. Holtmeyer to the free throw line, one out of two so far tonight. Shot is up there in the shot around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down. Adams Central with the ball is going to be Hunt. Down the near sideline to Overmiller. His pass in the lane deflected out of bounds. Lost off of the fingertips of Matt Brown of Adams Central. So the Patriots turn the ball away with 3.7 seconds left here in the second quarter. Great job by the Stars getting back there defensively. Now Connie Catholic will play things in here in backcourt with a 27-19 lead. 3.7 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. It's going to be Tyson Culling inbounding the ball. Culling will roll it in to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald grabs it, now races the ball into the offensive zone. He goes all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Connie Catholic gets a nice shot there as Keegan Fitzgerald took off like a rocket in backcourt. He took it right to the goal and misses on the way up there for the Stars as time expires in the second quarter of play. Connie Catholic has got the lead here at halftime in boys high school basketball. From the C19 sub-district tournament, it's Connie Catholic 27 and the Adams Central Patriots 19. Stick around. We've got the Allen's Halftime Show coming up next on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sportsplex, it is Connie Catholic out on top of Adams Central here at the break. The score is 27-19. Patriots trailing here in the ball game at halftime. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight, brought to you by Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Kearney Catholic got out of the eighth gates early here tonight as they scored the first 6 points in the ball game. Got out to a 6-0 lead. Adams Central came back. They scored a couple of field goals, but Kearney Catholic kept the pressure on in the first quarter. Got onto an 11-4 lead. And at the end of one quarter, it was 15-6 in favor of the Stars. Adams Central has not led here in this first half of play so far as Kearney Catholic continues to play with a lead. They're getting the ball deep into the Adams Central defense, taking the ball to the goal on several occasions here tonight. The Stars built a 10-point lead on a couple of occasions there in the second period. But Adams Central has closed the gap down to 8 points here at halftime. The score is 27-19. Leading the way for Adams Central so far is Blake Overmiller. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and leading the charges for Connie Catholic is Alex Lease. He's got 11 points here at halftime, including 3 three-pointers. Again, the score at halftime, it is Connie Catholic out on top of Adams Central by a score of 27-19. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allens Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that
gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a you get more. Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament on The Breeze. Kearney Catholic with a lead over Adams Central. The score is 27-19 here at halftime. The scoring for the Patriots so far, Blake Overmiller is leading the Patriots charges. He's got 5 points. Overmiller with a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Adam Hunt has got a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Jesse Ackerman has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Brady Barrett has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 4. Matt Brown is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 1 point. And Adam Central's Jake Fowler has got 1 point in the ball game. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Adam Central has shot 10 free throws here in the first half of play. They've converted on 7 of those, unofficially 10 turnovers here in the basketball game. But again, leading scorer for Adams Central, Blake Overmiller, here at halftime. He's got 5 points. Kearney Catholic is being led by Alex Lease. He has got 11 points in the ball game. Lease has knocked down 3 three-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. All in the first half, he's leading the way for the Stars. He's got 11 points. Keegan Fitzgerald has got 2 driving field goals for 4 points. Brian Huseman has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. David Squires has knocked down a 3-pointer here in the first half for 3 points. Connor Streit has got a field goal for 2. And Blake Holtmeyer is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has got 1 point. Kearney Catholic 3 out of 6 on free throws so far tonight. Unofficially 4 turnovers in the basketball game. Again, the Kearney Catholic Stars with the lead over the Adams Central Patriots here at the break. The score is 27-19. Yeah, if you're just joining us in the first ball game tonight, the Minden Whippets knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 58-46. The game was tied 14-14 after the first quarter. Minden led 25-23 at halftime. The Whippets led 38-32 after 3. And they go on to win by 12 points as they outscore the Blue Hawks in the fourth and final quarter, 20-14. And Minden goes on to win by a score of 58-46. The Whippets led tonight by Christian Schwenke as he scored 17 points in the ball game. Derek Kissinger had 15 points and Carson Bloom had 14. The other scorers for Minden in the ball game tonight, R.J. Watson had 9 points, 2 points for Isaac Carlson, and 1 point for Thomas Sinsel. The scoring for Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game tonight, Cesar Tino led the way. He had 13 points. Alex Shee, he had 9. Phil Hamburger had 9 points. Jamison Esch had 5. 2 points for Cannon Howell, 2 points for Tim Skok, 3 points for Kevin Ryan, 3 points for Mike Hannon. So St. Cecilia ends the season with a mark of 15 wins and 9 losses on the season. The Minden Whippets have now won 11 games in a row, and Minden will face the winner of this ball game coming up on Thursday night for the sub-district championship. That ball game begins at 7. We'll have the game for you right here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. 27-19 is the score here. Adams Central Patriots trailing the Kearney Catholic Stars. Some other action. We've got the D28 sub-district going on at Kearney Catholic tonight. Earlier this evening, the top-seeded Loomis Wolves picked up a win over Axtell. The score is 45-29. The second ball game at the end of 3 quarters of play. Bertrand is now leading Pleasanton by a score of 41-37. Those two winners will play on the Thursday night for the sub-district championship at Kearney Catholic. Loomis with the win earlier. Now Bertrand has got the lead in the second ball game here tonight. A lot of tournaments getting going tonight. B5 at Kearney High School. the girls playing tonight at Kearney. The game's this evening. Aurora is playing Hastings High. Winner of that ball game will face top-seeded Holdridge tomorrow night. Actually, Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Lexington plays Northwest in the other game at 7:45. The district championship is going to be held on Friday night at 7 o'clock. C1-2 at Seward tonight. Milford is playing Fairbury. Sandy Creek against Wilbur Claytonia. C1-8 at Grand Island Northwest at St. Paul against Central City. Grand Island Central Catholic against Boone Central. C1-10 at Rock County High School. Valentine will play Broken Bow tonight. Ainsworth is playing O'Neill. Winner of that sub-district will play the winner of this sub-district in the district championship ball game next week. D1-2 at York. Rooting Davenport Shickley playing Heartland tonight. McCool Junction up against Deschler. D1-9 at Minden. Kennesaw is playing Wilcox Hildreth and Witchfield up against Amherst. And D2-7 at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Giltner is playing Lawrence Nelson. Silver Lake is playing Heartland Lutheran. And we'll give you the results in the D2-8 sub-district at Kearney Catholic, with Loomis picking up the win of the opener. Bertrand got the lead after three quarters of play in their ball game against Pleasanton. We're at halftime here. It's 27-19. Kearney Catholic with a lead over the Adams Central Patriots. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show. We've got the second half coming up on The Breeze.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Kearney Catholic with a lead. They led Adams Central 15-6 at the end of the first quarter. Now 27-19. Patriots will have the opening possession here in this third quarter. Adams Central shoots to our basket to our right. Here's a better of the ball. Dribble penetration in the lane. His shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Ackerman tipping the ball around. It's loose. Comes out here into three-point territory. Picked up by Kohling. Gets the ball down the floor to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald loses control of the ball. Picks it up. Throws up a seven-footer. Shot no good. Tip try good. And so Huseman's going to pick up the field goal there. Both Huseman and Kohling was there. They credit Huseman with a shot. Here's a shot by Barrett. It's up there and in. A three-pointer by Brady Barrett. Barrett was knocked down out of here in three-point territory. No foul called. 29-22. Kearney Catholic with a seven-point lead. Here's a Keegan Fitzgerald with the ball. Looks on the right side of the floor. Jump pass comes inside. That's Tyson Kohling. Kohling moves it down in the corner. Now to Squires. Squires out here in three-point territory. Sends it back to the right side to Lease. A shot for three. Good. That is the fourth three-pointer that Alex Lease has thrown up here in this ball game. He scored just 5 points last week in the ball game against Adams Central. He's got 14 here tonight. He's been the backbreaker here for Kearney Catholic against Adams Central. There's a turnover on the Patriots as Jesse Ackerman throws the ball out of bounds on the right side of the lane. It's now a 32-22 ball game. Adams Central is down by 10 points. Alex Lease brings the ball back now for Kearney Catholic. Works the right side of the floor. Picked up out there by big old Christian Hudson for Adams Central. Comes across the top to Fitzgerald. His three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. Rebounded by Squires, and he is out of bounds underneath the hole. Squires is out of bounds, so it'll be Adams Central playing it in. Here comes Ackerman out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Blake Overmiller. Boys High School basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. 6 minutes, 23 seconds to play here in this third quarter. It's a 32-22 ball game. The Stars have the lead. Here's Barrett for three. Shot good. Brady Barrett now with 10 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are within seven. It is now 32-25 as Brady Barrett cans a couple of three-pointers here in this third quarter. Here comes Kearney Catholic back with the ball. Lease right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's going to be picked up by Overmiller. That's a turnover on Kearney Catholic, their fifth of the ball game. Adams Central has got the ball. Hat down in the corner. He is hitting a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Tyson Kohling. Kohling picks up the personal foul here for the Stars. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number one of the Stars here in the third quarter. Adam Central will play things in off of the far sideline. Adam Hunt looking to play things in. He does to Jake Fowler. Back to Hunt. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's short. And the rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up here by Tyson Colling. Colling brings it down the near sideline to Keegan Fitzgerald. Dribble penetration into the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adam Central. That's Overmiller. Outlet pass is going to be kicked here, and backcourt goes out of bounds. Donnie Catholic playing with a lot more energy tonight than what we saw last week in the regular season finale when Adam Central beat the Stars 58-51. A lot more riding on the line here tonight for Kearney Catholic, trying to advance here in the road to the state tournament down in Lincoln. Donnie Catholic has had a great year, 17-5. The Patriots at 15-6 coming in here. This has been a loaded sub-district with all five teams with winning records to get things started here this week. Gibbon lost last night. St. Cecilia losing tonight. Again, the Patriots throwing the ball into the lane. It's going to be picked off. The 12th turnover on Adam Central here in the ball game. Fitzgerald has got the ball now for Kearney Catholic across the top to Lease. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three, and the rebound comes down to Fowler. Fowler down the near sideline to get it to Overmiller. He drives the ball to the goal, gets around Lease. The shot no good. Tip try good. Christian Hodson scoring there for Adam Central. 32-27. The Patriots back within 5 points here. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. There's a shot in the lane. It's up there. He banks one home. That's Brian Huseman. Brian Huseman banks one home from right in front of the hole. He's now got 8 points. The Patriots down by seven now. Adam Central with the ball in their offensive end. Fowler comes over here to Adam Hunt. Now to Overmiller in the lane, and he's going to be hit, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Tyson Colling. That's going to be his third. So now Huseman's got three. Strike's got three. Colling has all got three for the Stars. That's team foul number two on the Stars here in the third quarter. Here comes Matt Moore back into the ball game now for Don Lease and the Stars. Tyson Colling will come to the bench. Adam Central plays things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. Overmiller gets it in the Hunt on the baseline. Double team. Forces a pass out here. It's going to be deflected. It's loose and it's picked up here by Squires. 13 turnovers in Adam Central. Fitzgerald has got the ball. Brings it back. Now throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Grady Barrett. Now he's going to be fouled here in backcourt. Barrett grabs the defensive rebound, and a foul is going to be called here on David Squires. That's going to be his third personal foul. But now the Stars in some serious foul trouble. We still got a long way to go. 4:16 to play here in the third quarter. Squires will check out. Here comes Holtmeyer back into the ballgame. So now four starters have three personal fouls for Kearney Catholic. And we still got 4:16 to play here in the third quarter. Adam Central walks the ball back the other way. The Patriots down by seven, 34-27. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball now for the Patriots. Walks it into the offensive zone, dribbles to the top of the key, stops there. There's a feed over here on the wing. That's a Barrett with the ball. Brady trying to put up a shot but can't do it. Out to Jake Fowler out here in 3 point territory. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to Barrett. Barrett, between a couple of defenders, throws up a shot. It's good. Brady Barrett had two guys right around him. He split the defenders and goes up for the shot and hits it. He's got 12 points. Eight of those have come here in the third quarter. And again, the Patriots are back to within 5 points. 39-24. Now Don Lease wants to call a timeout. Donnie Catholic wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Kearney Catholic 34, Adams Central 29.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze. Also online at KOIQFM.com. On your smartphone at m.KOIQFM.com. We're locked into the Class C1 9 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament here tonight. Minden winning the first game over the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, 58-46. Minden has now won 11 games in a row. They are 20-1 in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia finishes the year with a mark of 15 wins and 9 losses. Minden awaits the winner of this ball game coming up on Thursday night in the sub-district final here at Hastings College. 34-29 is the score of the Patriots. With Adams Central down by five, Kearney Catholic has led this baby from the opening tap. Jumped out to a 6-0 lead. They have not trailed here in the ballgame. Huseman has got the ball, top of the key, goes down in the corner. Connor Strike drives the baseline. He dumps it away in the lane. The ball's going to be deflected. It's brought out of there by Adams Central, trying to get the ball to Holtmeyer, and they turn the ball away. That's the sixth turnover on Kearney Catholic here in the ballgame. Adams Central now trailing by 5 points. They've got the ball. There's a Jake Fowler. Fowler dribbles down the lane. His pass will be intercepted. Intercepted by Connor Streit. Streit runs her back the other way on the dribble to the goal. He goes, and the shot is up and in. Connor Streit goes coast to coast after getting the interception on the pass. He goes the distance and scores. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame. 36-29 is the score now. Adams Central with a 7-point deficit here in the third quarter. It's a Jake Fowler with the ball. Dribble penetration. Jump pass comes out here to Overmiller. Comes across the top to Barrett. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Puts up a shot up there. Good. Brady Barrett scores. He's got 14 in the ball game. 10 of those have come here in the third quarter. It's a 36-31 ball game now with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the third. Here's Lees twisting and turning. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Connor Strike kicks it out here in the wing to Huseman. Traveling violation. Nope. Okay, timeout called. Don Lees again in front of the Kearney Catholic bench calling the quick timeout here. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. The Stars 36, the Patriots 31.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So the Patriots trying to come back on the Stars of Kearney Catholic here tonight. Again, these two teams played just last week in the regular season finale in the ballgame played at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central won by a score of 58-51. Kearney Catholic with a lead here at 36-31. 2:16 to play here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic following the timeout. They've got the ball. Fitzgerald moves it down in the corner to Holtmeyer. He gets it inside, and now a foul is going to be called on Barrett. They got the ball to Matt Moore, who's down low, posted up down there on the baseline. Brady Barrett has called for a push from behind. That's a second foul on Barrett. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the third quarter. Lees will now inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lees looking. He throws it out to the far side. It goes all the way out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be picked up over there by James just as it goes out of bounds. James reaches up there and grabs it in backcourt. Now to Moore, to Lees. Right sideline to James again, inside the free throw circle. That's Fitzgerald. He dribbles out here on the wing on the right side, and now we got a whistle away from all the action. And a foul is going to be called on the Patriots. It's going to go on Ackerman. For Adams Central, that's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Jesse Ackerman. He's going to have to check out of the ball game. Here comes Christian Hodson back in there. So Ackerman picks up his third. Hodson back in. That's team foul number two on the Patriots here in the third quarter. Squires will get the ball. He comes out on top now to a Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald moves it down in the corner. There's Lees. His shot for three is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Holtmeyer. He goes back up and he's fouled in the play. Well, that three-pointer by Lees was way off of the mark, but Holtmeyer was right there for the Stars. And the foul is going to go on Hodson. That's going to be his third. So now the Patriots, two big men in some foul trouble here. Hodson has got three. Ackerman has got three. Holtmeyer to the free throw line now for the Stars. He is one out of three from the stripe today. There's only point in the ball game, and Sean's up there. He hits that one. He'll have one more. Blake Holtmeyer is a 49% foul shooter in the season. The Kearney Catholic lead is now 6 points at 37-31 with a 1:46 left here in the third quarter. Isaac Richter coming to the ball game now for Kearney Catholic. Going out will be Matt Moore. So Holtmeyer will have another shot here. Two out of five from the free throw line now. Holtmeyer throws it up to the shot. Good. 38-31. The Kearney Catholic Stars with a lead. Adams Central has got the ball now as they bring it into the offensive zone. This is Jake Fowler with the ball. Fowler works out on top against Brent James. Fowler down at the baseline. Now he loses control of the ball out of bounds. Jake Fowler was circling around, took it out of the baseline. He's got to cut it toward the goal, and he lost the ball out of bounds. That is 15 turnovers now on Adams Central here in the ball game. Fowler checks out. Here comes Adam Hunt back into the ball game. The Stars are up by 7 points, 38-31. We're in the third quarter here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Dribble penetration. Fitzgerald dumps it away down in the baseline. Traveling call. Blake Holtmeyer is whistled for the traveling violation. That's seven turnovers now on Kearney Catholic here in the ballgame. A minute and 21 seconds to go. Here's Fowler coming. Nope, it's going to be Matt Moore coming back into the ballgame for the Stars. Alex Lease will come out. 38-31. Kearney Catholic has got a seven-point lead here tonight. Here's the Brady Barrett with the ball now for Adams Central. Or rather, Blake Overmiller. Overmiller gets it now to Hunt. Hunt out here at the top of the key. Moves it over to Overmiller on the wing on the left side. Back out here to Hunt. Down in the corner, there's a three-pointer by Barrett. It's going to be up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose again. It's picked up on the baseline, and the foul is going to be called. Holtmeyer picks up the ball for Kearney Catholic, but he's going to be hacked on the arm here by Adams Central. The foul is going to go on Overmiller. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Patriots here in this third quarter of play. 50 seconds to go now. It's 38-31. Stars have a seven-point lead. Kearney Catholic with the ball. James has got it on the far sideline to Holtmeyer. Out on top, that's his, going to be Matt Moore. Comes over here on the wing to Fitzgerald. His man falls down. Now he fires up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to James. James is double-teamed, and he dribbles out of there. Gets it out here to Keegan Fitzgerald. We're down to 29 seconds to go. Matt Moore's got the ball for the Stars. Now to Brent James. James holds it now against Barrett. Moves it over here to a Matt Moore. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Way out near the 10-second line. Richter has got the ball. Now with 14 seconds to play. There's a Brent James. James gets it in the hands now of Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald dribbling with the ball. Moves it to the right side behind his screen. Now drives it down the lane. He kicks it back out here to James. He loses control of the ball. He throws it up from half court. No good. Boy, Kearney Catholic did not get the shot they wanted there. As they work for the final shot of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball from the C19 sub-district tournament. The score now is Kearney Catholic 38, Adams Central 31.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Townsport Sports Complex, 38-31 is the score. Kearney Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central as they start this fourth and final quarter. The winner will get Minden coming up on Thursday night right back here. Ryan Huseman with the ball, circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane, stops, turn around, jumper is going to be up there, no good. We got a foul call and a rebound. Huseman can't hit on the first shot here. And a personal foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Tyson Kohling for Kearney Catholic. That's going to be his fourth. I have a side note here in the ball game. Scott Carlin, who used to be a former Adams Central Patriot quarterback, also the son of Adams Central football coach Bill Carlin, is on the Kearney Catholic staff here tonight. Teachers and also coaches at Kearney Catholic. He's on the bench tonight facing his former school here tonight. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected away from Overmiller. A turnover on Adams Central. Their 16th of the ball game. Here's Kearney Catholic back with the ball. A pass into the lane. It sounds up and in. Huseman gets the pass there from Keegan Fitzgerald, and Huseman lays it in. It's a 40-31 ball game now. Huseman has got 5 field goals, 10 points here in the ball game. Adams Central, the ball, trying to dribble the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away again. It is picked up down the near sideline. Stride has got the ball. Stride gets the ball ahead to Fitzgerald. A shot for three. Rims off, no good. High in the air for the rebound for Adams Central is going to be Hunt. Hunt brings her back now. Gracie leads the break. Drives toward the goal. Got away with a traveling. His shot, no good. Rebound is taken away from Hodson. It's going to be picked up by Brian Huseman. Huseman down the near sideline to Fitzgerald. Keegan Fitzgerald with the ball now for Connie Catholic down to the baseline, driving the baseline. A reverse layup up there, no good by Strite. Rebound comes down to Hodson. 6:45 to play here in the ball game. It's 40-31. Connie Catholic with a 9-point lead. Adams Central has got the ball. There's a Jake Fowler, brings it into the offensive zone. Fowler starts off right, now left. He's down in the corner. Barrett has got it. Three-pointer is put up there. It's good. Brady Barrett nails a three-pointer for Adams Central. Barrett now with 17 points in the ball game. He's got 13 here in the second half. And the Stars now have a 6-point lead over Adams Central. It is 40-34. Here's Keegan Fitzgerald with the ball. Gets it on the high post as David Squires turns around. Squires working against Hodson. Squires dribbling with the ball. Moves it to the elbow. Now on the near sideline is Strike. Takes off. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It is good, but it will not count. He had a foul called on the way in. Brady Barrett picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. So the Stars will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole here. 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, it's 40-34. The Stars have the lead. Donnie Catholic will play things in as they get it to Squires. Squires trapped along the baseline, and now a foul is going to be called here on Matt Brown. Brown trying to hold out to Squires out of there. Picks up the personal foul from behind. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 from the Patriots. Connie Catholic will play things in. Same spot. Lease will come out here in the 3 point territory. That's Fitzgerald with the ball. Fitzgerald holding on to the ball. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now retreats. Now pulls up a 3-pointer. Is thrown up from the top of the arc. His shot is going to be no good. Ball is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Ackerman of Adams Central. Gets it ahead to Barrett for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lease. Lease runs her back the other way, down the right sideline. Alex Lease stops and pops, is running. One-hander is put up there. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Patriot basketball. Patriots will play things in. 40-34 is the score. A 6-point lead for the Stars with 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play. .535 to play here in the ballgame. Adams Central comes back the other way. That's a Jake Fowler down in the baseline. Here's a shot by Barrett. Good. Barrett throws up another 3. That's now 40-37. Entry pass to get it inside. A shot is up and in. Just like that, Connor Strike gets the field goal. 42-37, a 5-point lead. Here's a Jake Fowler. Fowler bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it to Matt Brown. Out to Fowler. The Stars have a 5-point lead down in the corner. Barrett again for 3. Shot hits the side of the glass. No good. The ball tapped out. It goes out of bounds. 3 players hit the deck and a foul is called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Ackerman. That's going to be his 4th. So Jesse Ackerman picks up his 4th personal foul there for the Patriots. And that's going to be team foul number 7 on EC here in the second half. Going to the free throw line for the Patriots is going for the free throw line for Connie Catholic. It's going to be Connor Strite. So Ackerman comes out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Matt Brown. 42-37 is the score. Adams Central down by 5 points. Stars are at the free throw line here as Connor Strite will toe the mark. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far in this ball game. 43% foul shooter on the season. Dips the knees, looks up there, throws it up there, and the shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Matt Brown has got the rebound for the Patriots. They get it away now to a Jake Fowler. Fowler will bring things up here for Adams Central. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Moves it over to Adam Hunt. Hunt on the far sideline out of Overmiller. Takes it down to the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Squires of Connie Catholic. That's going to be his 4th. So David Squires now with 4 fouls. And going to the free throw line now for Adams Central is going to be Blake Overmiller. Overmiller has got 5 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's a 65% foul shooter in the season. 4:34 to play here in the second ball game tonight. Sign is up there, is good by Overmiller. They'll get one more into the ball game now. Brian Huseman for Kearney Catholic. Coming to the bench is going to be Connor Streit. 42-38. Overmiller will have another free throw here as he waits to the line. He had 9 points the last time these two teams played last week. Second shot is up there. It's good. Adams Central has not led in this ball game tonight. It is now 42-39. The Kearney Catholic Stars with a lead. It's the second time here in the fourth quarter that Adams Central has got the lead to three. This place is going berserk here at the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Stars have the ball. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Fitzgerald has got it. Fitzgerald circles around, drives it down the right side of the lane, now retreats. Cross-court pass comes over here to Lees. Dribbles into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose and is picked up here by a Kearney Catholic. The Stars have the ball. Huseman outside now. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Squires. No good. Another offensive rebound to Huseman. Huseman gets the ball to a Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald now to James. Back down in the corner. Fitzgerald. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Blake Overmiller. Gets the ball ahead to Brown. Drives for the hole and shot. Good, and he's fouled. Matt Brown gets the field goal to go down. He's fouled in the play here by Alex Lees. The basket's going to count here by Matt Brown. Matt Brown now with 3 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line to try to tie this ball game up. Kearney Catholic has led the entire way. Got out to a 6-0 lead over Adams Central. Has not trailed, and now Matt Brown has a chance to put this game in a knot. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound goes to the far side, and it's picked up by Lees. So it's 42-41. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the ball game. Keegan Fitzgerald with the ball. Fitzgerald goes to Huseman. Huseman now to the near sideline. That's Fitzgerald with it now. Out to Lees. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Lees is picked up here by Barrett of Adams Central. 3.5 minutes to play. Kearney Catholic with a one-point lead, 42-41. Tyson Colling with the ball deep in the corner. That's Fitzgerald. He drives, but he can't put up a shot. Comes back out here into three-point territory. Alex Lees. Alex Lees down to Fitzgerald. 3:18 to play. The Adams Central fans behind us going crazy here. They like their defense. Out on top, that's going to be Colling. Gets away, dribbles down the right side of the lane, down on the baseline. Short jumper is put up there. No good by Huseman. The ball goes out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Huseman throws up a short jumper from the right baseline. That will not go. And now with 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, Kearney Catholic 42, Adams Central 41. The Patriots can pull ahead for the first time here on this possession. Jake Fowler will bring the ball up now for Adams Central at the three-minute mark. Jake Fowler comes into the offensive zone, dribbling on the ball. Kearney Catholic's in the man-to-man defense. Fowler stops, comes to Hunt. Hunt, dribble penetration. He stopped there at the top of the key. Goes away to Barrett here on the right side. Barrett double-team. Comes out here to Hunt. Hunt out in 3 points here. It's way down to Jake Fowler. Down to 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Fowler dribbles toward the goal. His shot is up there. Good. Adams Central's got their first lead. 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. It's 43-42 on a driving layup from Jake Fowler. Here's Connie Catholic with the ball back in their offensive zone. Keegan Fitzgerald for three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound loose on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Two minutes and 14 seconds to play. Jake Fowler gives Adams Central their first lead of the ball game at 43-42. And now the Patriots, after the miss there, have got the basketball. Here's a Jake Fowler. Gets it into the offensive zone. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. So the Patriots call a timeout. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 43. Kearney Catholic 42.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 2:05 to play in the ball game. It's Adams Central 43, Kearney Catholic 42. Jake Fowler gave Adams Central the lead for the first time at the 2:30 mark with a driving layup. Fowler's got the ball now in 3-point territory following the timeout from head coach Zach Foster. The basketball is Fowler, left side of the lane. Fowler gets the ball away. Goes on the far sideline. That's going to be Barrett with the ball. Barrett's been hot here in the second half. Hunt has got it now to Overmiller. Overmiller inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Comes over here to Hunt. His shot good. Adam Hunt scores 45-42. Adam Central with the biggest lead of the ball game at 3 points with 90 seconds to play. Here's Alex Lease with the ball. The Stars had a 10-point lead in the first half, and it's squandered away. Keegan Fitzgerald, he drives the ball against Fowler, takes the ball out of the baseline, comes out here to Lease for three, shot is up there, it's good. Alex Lease buries a three-pointer from the top of the key, he's got 17 points. And now we're tied up at 45 points apiece with 1 minute and 9 seconds to play. Adam Central has got the ball back in their offensive end. Patriots have two timeouts remaining. AC with the ball, Jake Fowler out here in 3 points territory. Fowler being hounded out here by Culling, and now we got a timeout called here from Zach Foster. We have a tied ball game, 56.8 seconds to play left in regulation here tonight. The winner gets Minden on Thursday night. We've got a break with a score, Adams Central 45, Kearney Catholic 45.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Play spoken here tonight. Had a good first ball game. Minden and St. Cecilia going at it, with Minden winning by the score of 58-46. Now this ball game is tied up at 45 points apiece, 56.8 seconds to play. Alex Lease throwing up a three-pointer there for Kearney Catholic to tie up the ball game after Jake Fowler gave Adams Central their first and only lead in the ball game at 43-42. Now we're tied up at 45 points apiece. Adams Central playing things in. We're tied up at 45 points apiece, and Jake Fowler's got the ball here in backcourt. He'll bring things up. Tyson Culling running his grill defensively. Over there to Adam Hunt. Hunt gets the ball away to Overmiller. We'll see if Adam Central maybe elects to go for a final shot here. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Adam Central dribbling with the ball. That's going to be Matt Brown. Brown comes out here to Jake Fowler. We're down to 30 seconds to go. Jake Fowler holds the ball out near the 10-second line with Tyson Culling out there defensively. Here's Adam Hunt with the ball. Adam Hunt trying to get away. Now dribbles to the near sideline. Hunt circles around the free throw line. Takes it to the wing on the left side. And now Adam Central calls a timeout. 19 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 19 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. The Patriots 45. The Stars 45.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. innovative comfort and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 19 seconds to play in regulation. We're tied up at 45 points apiece in the C1-9 sub-district semifinals here tonight. Adams Central plays things in on the far sideline. They get it into Fowler. Jake Fowler's got the ball in backcourt against Tyson Culling right in his face defensively. Fowler brings the ball to the offensive zone with 10 seconds to play. Fowler gets away. Fowler dribbles into the lane, kicks it out here. That's Brown with the ball. Brown drives the ball into the lane. He puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to a Fitzgerald and a foul. Nope, it's a timeout called by Kearney Catholic with 1.9 seconds to play. So Matt Brown takes the shot in the lane there for Adams Central. Is rebounded here by Kearney Catholic. We've got 1.9 seconds left in the clock, and now the official is going to decide here. They're going to decide here if they're going to put any more time on the clock. 1.9 seconds is what's showing. Matt Brown could not convert on the driving shot in the lane there. It was rebounded by Kearney Catholic, and now the Stars have the ball. They don't have to come the length of the floor here. So 1.9 seconds to play. We'll just keep it right here. 45 to 45 is the score. 1.9 seconds remaining. We're still tied up on the basketball game. Brown misses the shot for Adams Central. Matt Brown rebounded there by the Stars. And now they're going to keep 1.9 seconds in the clock, and the Stars will have to look for a desperation shot here. They'll have to come the length of the floor. So we got 1.9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central has battled back from a 10-point first-half deficit. Now we're tied up at 45 points apiece. Adams Central trailed 38-31 going into the fourth and final quarter. So overtime session looming here at the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. We'll see it. Head coach Don Leese and the Stars have up their sleeve here with a minute, actually 1.9 seconds to play. 1.9 seconds to play. It's going to be David Squires inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Matt Brown will guard him. The Stars will spread the floor here. Squires has got the ball. Squires inbounding the ball to get it into Leese. Leese from half court throws up a shot. It's no good, and we're headed to overtime. Leese got the shot from half court that would not go, and we're headed into overtime. The score after four quarters, Kearney Catholic 45, Adams Central 45. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
It's the Unbelievable Tractor Tire Sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op Pivot Tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480, 80R, 42. And the BKT Front Tractor Tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We're tied up at 45 points apiece. 45 points apiece as we head into the overtime session here tonight. Adams Central had a shot from Matt Brown in the lane that would not go. Then Alex Lees throws up a desperation three-pointer from just past the 10-second line here in backcourt. That would not go, and now we're tied up at 45 as we head into a four-minute overtime session here tonight. The winner will get Minden on Thursday night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Minden picking up a win in the opener. Ball is in the air, and Kearney Catholic controls the opening tap here at the OT. Now, remember, a lot of Stars. In fact, they got four guys playing with some foul trouble here, three and four fouls as we head into this extra session. Here's a David Squires with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Fitzgerald for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hunt. Adam Hunt with a rebound there for the Patriots. Gets the ball away now to Jake Fowler. 30 seconds into the overtime session. We're tied up at 45 points apiece. Fowler has got the ball on the deep wing. Left side. Comes across the top. Nearly intercepted. Picked up by Blake Overmiller. Now to Hunt on the right side of the lane. Hunt looking, looking. Finally gets it away. Here's a Brown with the ball. Gets it out to Hunt. Dribble penetration in the lane. His shot from Tana's up there and rattles out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Alex Leese. Lisa's got the ball now for Kearney Catholic to the near sideline. The Keegan Fitzgerald. Kearney Catholic 17-5 in the season. The Patriots are 15-6. Here's Squires from the corner. His shot good. David Squires throws up his second three-pointer of the ball game. That one from a different area code in the deep left corner. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Stars are out on top 48-45. Adams Central goes for the hole. Here's Fowler. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tyson Culling. Culling gets the ball away to Keegan Fitzgerald. So Kearney Catholic with a three-point lead. There's a shot from Culling up there. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's taken down by Hunt underneath the basket. Hunt gets the ball down to Fowler. The ball's going to be tipped away. The scramble is on. And a timeout's going to be called here by Kearney Catholic. At the bottom of the stack was Tyson Culling. The ball tipped away from Jake Fowler. Culling got possession of the ball, and he calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play. 2:31 to play here in the overtime session. We'll take a break with the score. The Stars 48, the Patriots 45.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tomorrow night on our stations, Platte River Radio Network stations, will be in Sioux City. Opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament for the women, Hastings College will be playing the Briarcliff Chargers tomorrow. Matchup of number 17 against number 11. The Broncos number 17, the Chargers number 11. Quarterfinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. 7 o'clock for the tip-off. Actually, 6 o'clock for the tip-off tomorrow night. 5:45 for the pregame show on 1230 a.m. KHIS. 48-45 here. The Stars with a three-point lead over the Patriots. We're at 2:25 now in the overtime session. Kearney Catholic has got the ball. Here's Alex Leese. Alex Leese out here in three-point territory. Groving with the ball. Gives it into the hands now of Tyson Culling. Adams Central in the man-to-man. Barrett out on Culling defensively. Tyson dribbling with the ball, comes to the near sideline on Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald bounce pass to the right side to a Huseman, dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out on the far sideline to Fitzgerald. Out on top now to Tyson Culling. 2 minutes to play here in the overtime session. Squires with the ball, fakes the three, dribbles down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. Last touch here by the Patriots. Last touch here by Adams Central, so it'll be Kearney Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Alex Leese looks at the inbound. The Stars have a three-point lead on that three-pointer by Squires. Now Squires has got the ball in backcourt, brings it back to the offensive zone to Tyson Culling. Now to Keegan Fitzgerald, a 1:48 to play. Here in the overtime session, the Stars still with a three-point lead. That's the only score of this overtime session, a three-pointer by David Squires. Here's a Tyson Culling out near the 10-second line. Now to Alex Leese. Leese looking to penetrate. Stops, takes it down to the baseline. He's double-teamed. Pass comes out on top, down to Fitzgerald. Keegan Fitzgerald dribbles the ball down the lane. His pass is deflected and is brought down by Brown. A turnover on Kearney Catholic. Matt Brown comes up with the ball there for Adams Central. And the Patriots have the ball now with a minute and 20 seconds of play in overtime. 48-45, Stars have the lead. Here's a Brady Barrett with the ball. He's got 14 points. Actually, he's got to, 16 points here in the second half. Barrett with 20 in the ballgame. Matches his jersey number. Barrett gives it away now to Blake Overmiller. Gets it away to Adam Hunt. Hunt now to Jake Fowler. 57 seconds to play in overtime. Here's Barrett for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's brought down by Squires. Squires has got it. And now a foul is going to be called here. A foul here is going to go on Matt Brown of Adams Central. That's going to be his second. So the three-pointer there by Barrett would not go. And now the Patriots are down by 3 points, 48-45. We walk to the other end of the floor now. We're going to have a one-and-one situation. That's team foul number 8 on the Patriots. David Squires to the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game, including a three-pointer here in the overtime session. Squires, a 62% foul shooter in the season. His ball club out on top by 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It is going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Leese. Leese double-teamed along the baseline, tries to get it away. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. So he missed the free throw. They got the offensive board, and now Adams Central back the other way. A shot by Hunt, no good. Tip try, no good. A foul called. Overmiller on the glass there for Adams Central. And a foul is going to go on the Connie Catholic. That's going to go on Alex Lease. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Stars. So this will be a 1-1 situation now for Blake Overmiller, who is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. 65% foul shooter. Shot is up there. That one is short. So we've had one field goal scored here in this overtime session so far. The three-pointer by David Squires. It's 48-45 with 36.6 seconds to play here in the overtime session. Connie Catholic has got the lead. The winner gets Minden on Thursday night for the sub-district title. It's going to be Overmiller to the free throw line, and now waiting here. All right, it's going to be Overmiller throwing up the shot here for the free throw line. We got somebody down here at the scorer's table that wants to check in. Blake Overmiller will have one more shot. Overmiller's free throw is up there. He hits that one. Into the ball game now is going to be Ryan Bruna. Bruna checks in. Brown is going to check out. 48-46 is the score now. Adams Central down by 2. Squires will inbound the ball to get it to Alex Lease. A long pass down the floor. They get it to Huseman. Huseman drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Brian Huseman got loose and scores easily. He's got 12 points in the ball game. It's 50-46. Here's a three-pointer by Hunt. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic. Stars have the ball. Lease gets it away here on the near sideline to Tyson Colling. It's 50-46. Kearney Catholic with a four-point lead. They get the ball into the offensive zone to Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald is fouled in the play. A personal foul is going to go on Adams Central, and going to the free throw line is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. The foul here is going to go on Fowler. That's going to be his first. So to the free throw line will be Keegan Fitzgerald. He's got 4 points in the ball game, a 75% foul shooter in the season. He has not been there tonight. So Fitzgerald will go to the free throw line with 9 seconds to play. The Stars leading by 4. Shot is up there. The shot good. It's now 51-46. So 51-46 is the score. Keegan Fitzgerald will have one more shot here for the Stars. He takes his time as a shot is thrown up there. It's good. 52-46. Adams Central plays things in. There's Barrett with the ball in backcourt. Barrett gets it into the offensive zone. Barrett from the top of the key. Off-balance shot is thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Lathan Schmidt, and that's the ball game. The Kearney Catholic Stars knock off the Adams Central Patriots in overtime here tonight. Final score of 52-46. We're tied up at 45 points apiece at the end of 4 quarters. And Adams Central manages just 1 free throw. They now scored 7-1 in the overtime session. And the Kearney Catholic Stars will take on the Minden Whippets for the sub-district championship on Thursday night. Ball game gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show will be at 6:45 here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So the Adams Central Patriots season is over. They finish with a mark of 15 wins and 7 losses on the season. Kearney Catholic improves to 18-5. They got another ball game coming up on Thursday against Minden. Again, the final score, it was Kearney Catholic beating Adams Central tonight in overtime by a score of 52-46. Stay tuned. We've got the Vons Printers postgame coming up next on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome to the Mock Printers postgame show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Bonds Printers, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. So a wild one here tonight in game number two of our doubleheader. Kearney Catholic knocks off the Adams Central Patriots in overtime tonight by a score of 52-46. The Stars led 15-6 at the end of the first quarter of play, 27-19 at halftime, as Adams Central did not have the lead in the first half, 38-31 at the end of three quarters, and Adams Central did not get their first lead in the ball game and their first lead of the game until the 2.5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Jake Fowler hitting a field goal to make it 43-42. Alex Lease comes back to tie the score up at 45 points apiece. Adams Central works the clock down. They had possession of the ball and a timeout with 19 seconds to play. They throw up a shot in the lane from Matt Brown that would not go. Rebounded by the Kearney Catholic Stars. Alex Lease throws up a shot from backcourt at the buzzer that would not go. And so he head into the overtime session, tied at 45 points apiece. And AC scoring only one free throw in the overtime, getting outscored by Kearney Catholic 7-1 in the extra session. It got started with a three-pointer right off the bat by David Squires. And Kearney Catholic goes on to beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 52-46. So the Patriots end their season with a mark of 15 wins and 7 losses. Kearney Catholic improves to 18-5. And now the Stars will have a chance to play the Minden Whippets coming up in the sub-district final coming up on Thursday. That ball game gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show will be at 6:45 here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue on the Bonds Printers postgame show on The Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Bonds Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Vaughn's Printers postgame show here tonight following Kearney Catholic's win over the Adams Central Patriots here in the C19 sub-district basketball game, 52-46, the final score with the Stars coming out on top. Checking the scoring of the ball game for Adams Central tonight. The Patriots getting 20 points from Brady Barrett. Barrett had only 4 points in the first half of play, but he lit him up in the second half as he scores 16 points, including 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Barrett leading the way. He had 20. In fact, he was the only Patriot to reach double figures here tonight in this ball game. Blake Overmiller had 8 points in the ball game, 6 for Adam Hunt, 4 points for Jesse Ackerman, 3 points for Matt Brown, 3 for Jake Fowler, and then 2 points for Christian Hodson. Adams Central hitting 10 out of 15 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. The Kearney Catholic Stars, they were 7 out of 12 from the charity stripe this evening. They were led by Alex Lease as he scores 17 points in the ball game. Lease had 11 points in the first half and 6 more in the second, so Lease finishes with 17. Brian Huseman had 12 points in the ball game, 4 in the first half and 8 more in the second. The other scores, David Squires ends up with 6 points, including a big 3-pointer in the overtime session. Also scoring 6 points was Connor Streit. Streit had 3 field goals in the ball game. Keegan Fitzgerald, he had 6 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals and a couple of free throws. The other scores for Kearney Catholic, Blake Holtmeyer had 3 points all in free throws, and Tyson Culling, he had a couple of free throws and 2 points here in the ball game tonight. So Kearney Catholic led 15-6 at the end of the first quarter, 27-19 at halftime. 38-31 at the end of three. Adams Central comes back to tie the score 45 points apiece at the end of regulation. The Kearney Catholic outscoring the Patriots 7-1 in the overtime session. And the Kearney Catholic Stars beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 52-46. We'll take one more timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to the Von Sprinters postgame show on The Breeze.
When it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Again, Kearney Catholic winning the second ball game tonight over Adams Central by a score of 52-46. Hastings St. Cecilia ousted in the first ball game tonight by the Minden Whippets, winning by the score of 58-46. So it'll be Kearney Catholic taking on Minden for the sub-district title coming up on Thursday night. The ball game gets underway at 7 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll have the game for you on The Breeze. Our pregame show begins at 6:45 on Thursday night. They get into the first ball game. St. Cecilia ending their season 15-9. The Hawks losing to Minden tonight by a score of 58-46. Christian Schwenka leading the way for Minden. He had 17 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino had 13 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Meanwhile, for the Adams Central Patriots, they lose tonight to the Kearney Catholic Stars in overtime, 52-46. Leading the way for Kearney Catholic was Alex Lees, as he scores 17 points in the ball game. Leading the way for the Adams Central Patriots was Brady Barrett, as he scores 20 in the ball game tonight. So Adams Central dropping this one to Kearney Catholic, 52-46, facing St. Cecilia. Losing into the first ball game to Minden, 58-46. We're hoping that maybe Don Lease would make his way out of the locker room in time to join us here on the post-game show. Also, Zach Foster, but it appears that both are in the locker room here. In fact, we might get to Don Lease as he's poking his head out of the doorway here tonight for Kearney Catholic here at the Osborne Sports Complex. As his ball club has went into the overtime session to beat the Adams Central Patriots tonight by a score of 52-46. Doesn't appear we're going to grab him tonight. We'll certainly get his comments as we get ready for that title game coming up on Thursday night right back here. But again, this one is final, 52-46. Kearney Catholic beats Adams Central in the second ball game tonight, with Minden winning the first ball game by a score of 58-46. That'll do it for us tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. From my producer and engineer, Maggie Rudolph, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.